All right, everyone, welcome to a quick fire review of the Newcastle versus Everton game, which literally finished about 10 minutes ago. It's just myself on today. We're just trying something new, see how this goes with a shorter episode of a match. We're going to fly straight in it, and what was a bit of a tame affair towards the end with a 1-1 draw at St James's. Going to kick off straight off with the lineups. So we've got a Dubravka in goal, Kraft, Shaw, Burnin, Hall make up the back four. Bruno, Longstaff, Anderson, who comes in for Willock, Murphy, Bonds, and Isak up front. And subs, this is where it gets worrying due to the injuries that we picked up in the previous game. Karius and Gillespie in goal, so we're back with two keepers again, which is a bit of a pain in the arse. Dummett, which we'll get onto later on, believe me. Richie, Willock, White, Diallo, Murphy, and Parkinson make the bench. So it's literally a bunch of kids with one or two age and experienced players on there, if you want to call them that. And we'll get on to the Everton players. We got the usual T-Rex in goal, Mikalenko, Branthwaite, Tarkowski, and Godfrey for their backline. Gana, Onana, Young, McNeil, Decore, and Beto make up their starting 11. Not going to go through their full subs, but they did have names on there which could make a change. One of them being Calvert-Lewin, who, again, does normally get his goal or assist against us, which, again, we'll get to with our Paul Dummett moment. But the game itself started in quite good fashion, to be honest. We a good little spell of possession earlier on, and we had a good early chance in the first opening few minutes with Barnes from about 10 yards out, who hit the ball low, but it was well saved by Pickford, unfortunately. And it was an effort which maybe, if he had an extra touch or so, you could have found the back of the net, and the form he's on, you would have thought you would have done so. But it was a decent save by Pickford nonetheless. And we started to dominate possession with some neat passes playing through Everton at their midfield. And they started to struggle to close us down, Bruno being as influential as possible on that one. So it was a pretty opening, good, solid 10, 15 minutes or so. Getting on to the 15th minute, and this is where we go 1-0 up. So it's out on our left-hand side. Barnes has a canny little dink into Isak, who's between the two defenders, so they're not sure who should be marking him. Takes it down, controls it fantastically, beats one or two on the edge of the box, and side-foots it past Pickford, down to Isak's left and Pickford right. And that man, Tanya, he literally has ice running through his veins. He is so calm and composed in front of that goal. That's his 15th in the Premier League this season and 19th in all competitions. Uni needs five more goals in the remaining eight games to score 20 goals in the Premier League, which is a feat we haven't achieved since Shearer back in the 2003-04 season, so 20 years ago. That is a phenomenal stat when you think about it, and something we should be hopefully doing season in, season out after this one. But as the first half started getting on, we pretty much did dominate, but Everton did have one or two chances in that first half. So one from a corner, which Tarkowski headed over. And then Onana had a shot from, I think it was Onana anyway, from inside of the box, but it was high and pretty much centre for Dubravka. So that was a comfortable save for him. And we had a chance to double the lead with a cracking counter-attack just a few minutes after, with the ball falling to Murphy, who volleys it straight towards goal. He had a cracking connection with it, didn't slice it or anything like that. But maybe his connection was too neat. And Pickford, again, who plays like it's a cup final when it's against us, he came rushing out, closed down the angles, and did make a decent save. And it pretty much, we go into half-time 1-0. It was a slender lead, but it was a lead that we did thoroughly deserve. And maybe we should have had two, possibly three, with the early chance and then the chance from Murphy later on too. But there was no changes at half-time for either squad, which is quite good because Hall did go down about 10 minutes beforehand. Looks as though he took a knock to the ribs area, maybe a little elbow or something like that. And you've seen taking painkillers on the touchline. But he did come out for the second half, which was good to see. He had a cracking game, to be honest, for the minutes he played. But as the second half go in, the Everton team, they actually started the strongest. They had the first chance. With a tame effort, however, didn't really come to much. But then, a few seconds later, we run up the pitch. The ball falls to, I think it's Murphy who gets a cross in. Then it goes up for a corner. And the corner bobbles about, a little bit of ping-pong in there. And it bounces off Tarkowski, who then cannons it off his own bar. And Pickford would have been well beaten if he was anywhere near it. But unfortunately, that comes to nothing. That's when you just start to think, is it going to be one of those games where nothing comes our way? And then again, Everton, they continue with another decent spell of possession. But again, they don't really threaten anything. Few chances, few slight shots. Playing a lot in the middle of the park, but nothing really that was threatening Dubravka to the point where he had to make any decent saves or anything like that. But as we take back possession, we have a ball on the 56th minute when Murphy is fouled. Probably in the middle of the Everton half. He's pulled back. Can't remember who by. But he plays a quick ball down the right-hand side to Isak, who's quickest to react. Isak gets a ball, plays a low cross across the six-yard box, and Dan Byrne taps it in, sending St. James into raptures, thinking we'd gone 2-0 up. However, VAR judged Isak to be offside by the width of, what, maybe 2-3 inches at best. Very, very close call, but ultimately probably was the right decision. And it still remains 1-0. And literally the second that goal was disallowed, Everton then go and make some substitutions, which ultimately changed the game in their favour, purely because they then had fresh legs on the pitch. They had names which can come and impact the game, and one of those names was Dominic Calvert-Lewin, that old thorn on the side for us. In 65 minutes, Everton go up through the pitch, and they start again getting a few more shots. Again, nothing really that's troubling Dubravka, but again, you just sense they're building something here. They are definitely working their way through. And we're midfield is starting to lose a little bit of grip on the game. And we make a sub in which Anderson goes off. That was about the 67th minute, I believe it was, there or thereabouts. And Willock comes on to replace him. Anderson had a decent game. He didn't do anything wrong. He was calm, composed on the ball, got his foot in, got a good tackling every now and again when he needed to. So nothing wrong with him there. Maybe just a little bit of overall match fitness. Hence why he started puffing and panting towards the latter stages of the game. And then chances start happening at both ends. So with Willock coming on, that's a fresh pair of legs for us. And we again get fashion the odd chance or so, but nothing comes to it. Ball just rolls out to Pickford, who managed to pick it up. And then he just hoofball, I think it was, straight up the edge of the pitch. And it is Dominic Calvert-Lewin who somehow manages to tower over Dan Byrne at the edge of the box. Who I must say, Dan Byrne had a fantastic game. Really, really good game as a captain on that one. And Calvert-Lewin nods it down. And I can't remember who it was that was literally going to latch on to it. But you had Fabian Shah, who probably made tackle of the game. There's any contact with the player, and that's a blatant penalty. But he got the ball before he got the man or anything like that, and it was a fantastic shot-saving, probably goal-saving attempt from Shaw. So that was probably the tackle of the match. Fantastic bit of defending from the Swiss international there. But Hall, and I don't know whether this was a recurrence of the injury that he picked up in the end of the first half, but he goes down, which with what looks like a touch of cramp, to be honest, because he is trying to stretch his foot out or anything like that. But we just don't know the way injuries are going for us right now. And he's replaced by Paul Dummett. Now, Paul Dummett hasn't kicked a ball in the Premier League for God knows how long. And he may have just kicked the last ball in the Premier League for us, to be honest. Purely the fact that moment of madness on the 84th minute, he decides to bring down Young in the box. Via a headlock, and it's so blatantly obvious that a penalty was going to give. I don't know why it wasn't seen by the ref straight away. Maybe it was crowded out, not too sure. But VAR pulled it back 2 or 3 minutes later. Ref goes to the monitor, and then we all know what happens when that's the case. It's a bit of a given situation now. I can't remember any time where a ref has went to the monitor and overturned it, which, you know, it just doesn't happen. So I don't know why that is even a thing these days. But Calvert-Lewin steps up, who fires it more central than in the corner than what you would probably like. Dubravka gets a hand to it, but he's ultimately beaten by the power, and it ricochets off his hand, and I think it hits the roof of the net, and it's 1-1. And to be honest, based on that second half, it's probably what Everton deserved. I mean, we should have been comfortably in the lead by then, but we just didn't take our chances. And again, we were rightfully called for offside. So I've got no problems with that one. But again, we're just not putting away these chances when we needed to. And then there's 9 minutes of added on time, and there's not much that really happens, to be honest, in the end to that game. Again, it just fizzles out. There's nothing really on there. Bruno, he makes a fantastic tackle deep in our half, beats two or three men, and there's then foul to relieve pressure on us because Everton, they were gunning for it, as were we. It was pretty end-to-end stuff, but no real chances were fashioned out within the last 10 minutes or so, the last 10 minutes of added on time, that is. And it ends 1-1. So a game in which we looked comfortable on, a game it looked like as soon as we got that second goal, it pretty much would have been curtains and it would have been game over. However, due to a moment of madness from Paul Dummett, who, like I say, whether it's just inexperience because he hasn't played in a while, he's obviously a well-experienced professional, but he hasn't kicked a ball, I think, since the Sunderland game, and even then we were comfortably 3-0 up there. But to make that kind of mistake from a seasoned professional, have that type of brain fart, when it's blatantly obvious what you're doing is going to give away a penalty, is just absolute madness. We were on the verge of back-to-back wins, pushing up the table, making our approach for Europe, everything like that, and then just absolutely stupid. He needs to literally go into that changing room and apologise to every single one of those teammates that he's got, because he's let the team down there. We had some cracking performances across the pitch, and I'm probably going to give my man of the match to Dan Byrne. Isak was fantastic with his goal well taken. I'm not going to deny him that one, but Byrne was solid. He made some fantastic challenges. He was dominant in the air pretty much all the time, and a good captain's performance. And I think that's the first time Burns actually won a game whilst he's started captain. So good on him. But yeah, a 1-1 draw to St. James's. Crowd aren't overly too happy for obvious reasons. Everton will be over the moon with that, with a point. They've taken 4 points off us this season, which, to be honest, it isn't good enough for a team of our quality against theirs. They're fighting relegation. We're pushing for Europe. We should be beating teams down in that part of the table. But yeah, it ended in a 1-1 draw. And just going to check on some of the other scores that are kicking around right now. I'm literally recording this as we came, started from full time, sorry. But yeah, as we know, our game finished 1-1. Forest beat Fulham 3-1. Bournemouth beat Palace 1-0, and Burnley Wolves 1-1 as well. And as of time of recording this, there's 80 minutes on the clock, and it's West Ham 1, Tottenham 1, down in London. So a 1-1 draw for West Ham isn't necessarily a bad result for us, because we're not going to go any further behind from where we are on the table, but we'll be good to overtake them for obvious reasons. But yeah, just one of those games where it just didn't go right for us, and you just had that sinking feeling towards the end that something was going to happen, and ultimately did. We paid the price for not finishing us. Not taking anything away from Everton. They had a game plan in that second half. They stuck to it. We had a game plan, and ultimately it didn't come off for us. So, yep, we need to move on. We need to get on to the next game. We need to pick up 3 points, and we need to try and keep marching up the table if we are going to have a push for Europe. Hopefully we'll have a few extra bodies back for that game. Maybe Miggy, hopefully Hall's back. Tino could be back, and Trips, who I think we missed today, down that right. Kraft didn't have a bad game, but he just doesn't have the same level of output as what Trips does. Not many do in the league, to be honest. But yeah, hopefully we've got a few extra back in that bench. We go back from having three keepers in the match day squad, and hopefully Dummett can just warm the bench for the next 8 games, and his contract gets wound down. Because if Eddie is thinking of extending Dummett's contract, I'd imagine there's going to be a bit of uproar from some of the fans, because he shouldn't be anywhere near that starting 11 or the bench, to be honest. He's just simply not good enough anymore. He's had his time. He served the club well, but I do think it's time for him to move on. But that's going to do it from me. Again, if you don't already subscribe to the channel, please do so. Please give us a thumbs up. Give us a comment down below if you prefer the shorter format of a match review, or if you like our more in-depth, longer ones. Again, let us know down below in the comments. And give us a follow on all the usual social channels. So we are on Twitter or X, or whatever it's called these days, Facebook, Instagram, everything like that. Give us a follow on those, and we'll try and follow you back where we can. But that'll do for me. I'm back off the bed. It is nearly 7 o'clock in the morning here. I've been up since 4 o'clock, bit knackered, bit disappointed. But anyway, we move on, and hopefully we'll get 3 points in the next one. See you on the next one. Cheers.